This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, Friday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeman. Clara Schillenath patrols in our studio in Washington. Somebody paid you a very nice compliment, Clara, listening to you, thinking that you're maturing as the more time you spend on the air becomes an obvious positive experience in your life. So, how about that?
I will say thank you, although it feels a little bit like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, it does.
You were super immature when you started, so I'm glad to see that you're not as much of a millennial now.
All right, so what is this, the Twitter focus on a dress that Ivanka Trump wore this week? It was a $35 dress she got someplace. Why?
She got it at Target.
Why? What is
I don't know.
What is the fascination with these people? Leave them alone, for God's sake.
Because she's in trouble if she wears a dress that's too expensive, and then she's in trouble if she wears a dress from Target.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that she was in trouble for it. I saw a lot of fashion blogs saying that they thought it was cool that she was wearing a $35 dress.
Yeah, I think people like to see that. I know that Melania Trump got a lot of crap for wearing a jacket that was like thousands and thousands of dollars, which I think is stupid because, okay, they're rich. They're going to wear stuff that costs a lot of money. But I think it's nice for, you know, people like to see famous people wearing the same stuff that they can buy.
Mm-hmm. And that's been, I know, Doug, you're a guy. You don't get this, but that's been. Since Jackie O, every woman has emulated a first lady style. Pretty much all of them have had, well, I don't think anyone really wants Hillary's pantsuits, but. Everyone, Nancy Reagan had fabulous fashion sense, and Jackie O, and Laura Bush was a little bit boring. But, you know, Michelle Obama, everything she wore sold out immediately. A lot of stuff Melania has worn has sold out immediately. I mean, that's, you know, that's just a thing.
This is the dress from the Victoria Beckham collection. I think, Victoria, you have the same one. It's the black one with the white flowers on the front.
Oh, I have that dress. I didn't see which dress it was. I just saw that she had a dress.
Oh, you had a $35 dress? My God,
I have the same dress that Ivanka has.
Yeah, I think that's exciting for people. And
it is. I know Doug doesn't get this, but that's totally true. Oh, yeah, I have that dress. Wow.
I wear
looks better on her than it looks on me, though.
I wear the same suits Donald Trump wears. There you go. How's that?
I hope your
you
tie,
could. Yeah,
I hope your tie is better because he. I think he wears his tie a little bit too long.
That tie is wide. It's a foot too long to cover his belly.
I found another generational gap, I think, because I look at Donald Trump, and that suit looks to me like a suit that my dad would wear, and the tie length and everything. I mean, I feel like when my dad was wearing suits to work every day, he's since become a little more relaxed in his dress. But when he used to wear suits every day, and he did when I was growing up, that was what his suits looked like. He had the longer tie. He had the suit. But I think now, because millennials and younger, I don't even want to use the word millennial. I think we use that too much. But younger people are wearing very tight-fitting, tailored suits with like skinny short ties. I think that somehow we think that that looks weird, but that's
no, his
suit
tie
I remember.
Is way too long though.
My dad used to do that though. I swear
did
that was
dad
how
have
people
a gut?
Wore them a little bit.
No, like my dad is a very traditional, like classic, you know, kind of suit wearer.
Brothers.
Yeah, and the tie is never supposed to go below halfway through your belt buckle. That's like the standard rule in fashion. And Trump is so long to cover his gut. I don't know why he doesn't just buck
just
his
jacket.
Just
another reason not to like Donald Trump.
No, this
his
is not.
Ties stink.
No, this is that's not about that. This is just fashion. If this was anybody, if this was Obama, I would say the same thing: shorten your tie or button your jacket.
Yeah,
because he just looks sloppy.
It reminds me of, you know, when you go to high school prom and the guys are all wearing their dad's suits. Exactly, it's dad's suit, and because they haven't gone out and gotten one that fits them, so it's like really big in the shoulders and the tie is too long.
That's funny.
I think it's just more 80s style than anything else, like 80s or 90s style to me. Maybe he just hasn't come into fashion yet.
Trump is very 80s. That's true.
But that's what that's what it looks like to me. Like seriously, that's the kind of vibe that I get.
That's true.
All right.
Business
next up,
80s.
People in the news, Greg Gianforte. How many, we've already forgotten about him. How many people remember?
Oh, no, we have not. No. Are you kidding? It's a body slamming congressman.
He announced that he would give $50,000 to a press group and formally apologized again to the reporter that he body slammed. Let's see, he wrote a letter to this fellow, Ben Jacobs, as a physical response to the whole business and promised to donate $50,000 to the Committee to Protect Journalists, which is a nonprofit that promotes
from
press
physical
freedom.
Harm? Protect them from what?
Aggressive behavior from guys like Gene Forte, I guess. Anyway.
That seems really ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the whole thing was kind of...
I mean, what he did was wrong, and he even said it was unlawful, so yeah, he's lucky he didn't get sued.
Yeah, maybe.
Does anybody know if, like, the WWE or any other organizations approached him for some kind of...
special event?
They should.
Yeah.
Because the best part was the video when he goes, get out of here!
Yeah.
He totally went WWE style at him.
All right, time to test the knowledge of the three ladies that are on the DJV Experience. Every once in a while, I kind of like doing this because it gives us... a bridge to another conversation, a word scramble. So let's have all the ladies.
It was mushroom last time.
What happened last time?
Yeah, make sure you give us all the letters this time, remember? I think it was when Victoria was sick. You gave Karen and I some letters, and you said, it's a vegetable. And I was looking at it, and I thought, did you forget an H? And you said... No, there's an H in there.
Everybody's complaining about something. You have to use your creative mind. That's what this is about. Creativity.
Okay, then I'll throw in a bunch of letters on my own and make my own word.
Right, here's a word that describes all three of you. Here are the letters. Ready?
K-E-R-J. S.
K-E-R.
I was going to say, how do you spell tired?
Great. Right. Anyway.
You don't even know what that is? Come on, Stefan.
What is it?
You said a word that describes all three of us.
Yeah.
K-E-R-J-S.
Jerk. That's what that's
called. Thank you, Kara. I know.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't brain surgery.
No. Here's the word unspelled or scrambled. There's a P in the word. There's a C in the word. There's an I in the word. There is an S in the word. There is an L in the word. All right, I'll give it to you again. You ready? There's a P in the word, a C in the word. I'm not sure I gave you that before. An L in the word.
We're already missing letters.
Can I just confirm that this is a five-letter word?
No, this is a seven-letter word.
Oh,
what?
You did not give us seven letters.
Five letters. Well, you gave us P-C-I-S-L.
I'm building up to the
challenge.
Which is spelled a word, but
by the way,
it's
clips.
Don't know how that describes
us. No, it's not clips. No.
Well, that's the word you gave us.
Two letters.
Calm down. I'm not finished yet. There's a P in the word.
Yeah.
There's a C in the word. There's an E in the word.
Oh, boy.
There's an L in the word. There's an I in the word. There's an S in the word.
Is there
and there's
e?
An A in the word.
Otherwise, it would have been Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll give you a moment to think about it whilst I do a couple of important announcements here. You got all the letters now? You want me to do it again, or are you all right? A P.
Let's just do it one more time.
A
P, C, S, I, and what else?
E. A P, a C, an E, an L, an I.
But there's an L now?
An S, and an A.
Oh,
all right. This is a word that describes all three of you. 16 past the hour, DJV Experience. If you're hiring, you're posting your job online, and you're just waiting for somebody to come back to you, don't do it that way. Use ZipRecruiter like the Bankers Trust people do, like the Sears people do, like Damon Clinical Laboratories does, like Gentech does. No, you have to call. Just go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll use ZipRecruiter and all of the accoutrement, shall we say. That is all the good side of being able to hire somebody without paying any money, because when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, your access to ZipRecruiter is free first time around. And working... this is so much different than the other job sites because they don't depend on candidates finding you. They, with their spider technology, find them. That's why it's so cool, because you get onto the, all these job sites all around the country,
it's really single one
of them.
It's a special site.
It is. ZipRecruiter.com/DJB. Jennifer using it at her company.
Uh-huh.
I used it for the farm. You can use it for anything. Small business, medium-sized business, big business like the ones Georgia Pacific uses it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's for free. How about that? You like that? For,
yeah.
Use it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14. While supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move. The glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds for dad until 1 p.m. Plus, take an extra 20% off sale prices. With an extra 20% off, a stylish watch is just $15.99. A Grand Slam golf shirt is $17.59. And an Izod camp shirt is only $19.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid June 7th through 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, pro time with the... Whoops, I almost gave the word away. With the word of the day that describes all three of you, the letters are P... Let's see, I put them in the same
way.
P-C-E-I-L-A-S. All right? Let's go around the room. Victoria, what's the word?
Special.
You've cheated because Jennifer told you what the answer.
Jennifer told me. Jennifer got it. I didn't.
How come you couldn't get it? You're smart.
I didn't write it down, honestly.
Yeah.
I didn't try.
And I'm not yours?
No.
Okay, I'm not
the last time. No, because the last time I got supermarket too soon, and then you chastised me for it because I said, oh, it's supermarket. And that was, so I didn't play this time.
Ah, really? Kara, did you get it, actually?
I got places, I got flip A, I got clips, I got claps, I got a whole bunch of different ones.
Really? Sounds
were we supposed to get the whole word, or were we just supposed to make as many words as we could? I think I was playing a different game.
The idea is to be able to figure out what the word
is. Well, I didn't like your word. I liked my words.
I'm going to take my ball and go home then.
Yeah.
All right, the folks, we've been talking a lot of really good things about NASA this week. I think I said on Monday they're working on the new class of astronauts. Yesterday, they announced the 12 candidates that had been selected from the 18,000 who applied for the program. Most competitive group of astronauts ever in the program. 5 women, 7 men. This is a big class. The astronauts will be assigned to a variety of missions after they get trained. Some could end up conducting research on the space station. Others going into space on commercially built spacecraft. We're helping. We're all kind of working together on this. So very cool. NASA budget up under the Transition Authorization Act, which is a good thing from this administration. 21 after.
We
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A week goes by when in this one of these music segments and one of the hours of the DJD experience, we don't have some reference to share. Now, the news this week is that she's going to have a Broadway musical created based on her life. Wow. This is something she posted on Twitter. She writes, quote, just got off the phone with writer-director of musical Cher, because it's going to be performing in theaters with actors, dancers, singers on Broadway next year. So this traces her life and all of her songs. She started working on this in January, they were doing usual pre-production stuff, reading through things. A fellow named Jason Moore did Pitch Perfect directs. Three different actresses will play her at various points in her life. When she went to the rehearsal in January, she tweeted the following. Just walked out of a musical. I sobbed and laughed. I was prepared not to like it. Audience clapped after songs. Gave it a standing ovation. She's done, 53 years of this. She's got a lot of awards, and she deserves them all. So she's 71 years old. And she can do a 5-minute plank. All right. It's more than I can do. How about you? Any of you do 5 minutes?
Nope.
No.
All right. How she keeps it all
tight.
That's
why she looks so good.
There it is. All right. So that's the Cher story. An event in London yesterday took some Phil Collins folks by surprise. He was supposed to perform last night at the Royal Albert Hall, but because he fell down in his hotel room and hurt himself, hit his head, he suffers from drop foot as a result of a back operation, which makes it difficult for him to walk sometimes. He rose in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and fell in the room, hitting his head on a chair. He was taken to the hospital, had stitches, big gash on his head. So they told him to not do anything for 24 hours or so. So he's got, this is the first time he's been on tour for about 10 years, I think.
It's been a long time, yeah. I mean, this is terrible. I think one of his feet is just totally numb.
Yeah, right.
It's awful.
Yeah. That's why I get, you know, I've got some stuff with my foot, and I want to have it operated on, but I get concerned about the vertebrae and nerve damage that could happen as a result of it. Anyway, so that's the story of Philly. I'm sure he'll be okay. From one icon to another, Carole King. Speaking of England, the Hyde Park London concert will be airing in America. Carole King Tapestry, captured live at Hyde Park, will be playing in movie theaters. Will showcase King's first UK concert in 27 years. I actually would like to go see that. Guest appearances from Elton John, Graham Nash, Tom Hanks, James Taylor, David Crosby, Lou Adler, Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil.
So it's fun.
Yeah. And feature an interview with her as well. I think she has huge talent. And she's very likable. Maybe that's the way. She's got huge hands. People always laugh at me when I tell that story.
Do you know this because you've shook her hands that are
I have
large?
Shaken her. I have shaken her hands, but I also know the story because she has a sheep ranch or a goat ranch or something in Montana. She milks the goats. It's a goat ranch. She milks the goats.
What does that have to do with the size of her hand?
Oh, yeah. It does tremendous things for the muscles and the strength in your hand when you milk something like that. Yeah, you milk cows. Anyway, that's why I have such strong hands from when I was a kid. What are we playing this for?
This is Barry Mann.
Oh, he's going to be playing.
Yeah,
yeah, he's
going
to be one of the people that'll... Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome.
For paying attention. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Lick, 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 lick. You know, all of us who are owned by our dogs have been licked by our four-footed best friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, an expression of pleasure, or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of that great pastrami sandwich you just ate. So don't flatter yourself. On a serious note, though, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on its body, it's often a way of telling you that there's pain in that area. So have it checked by the veterinarian. Another reason dogs lick that people are unaware of, when a puppy is first born, the first thing the mom does is lick it to clean it. So when a dog is feeling stressed, or cats for that matter as well, when they're feeling stressed, very often they revert to things they remember when they were very young, just like the human being who sucks their thumb. So if you have a dog that's an excessive licker, one of the best ways to resolve that is really get that mind stimulated. Mental stimulation can go a long way, but always check with the vet as well to make sure there's not a tooth or periodontal problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds for dad until 1 p.m. Plus, take an extra 20% off sale prices. With an extra 20% off, a stylish watch is just $15.99. A Grand Slam golf shirt is $17.59. And an Izod camp shirt is only $19.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid June 7th through 11th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
After the hour, it's the D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria DJV experience. Check out our perspectives on things. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. It was nice to see some of the comments on Facebook.com/DJV Show after the posting of some pictures of young Master Miles and me. There's one picture of his mother, Megan, and him. It's kind of, it's just cool to see the kid growing up as he is. And people watching, and somebody said, he's growing like a weed. Yeah, he is. He's growing fast, changing fast. Hi, Gramps, he says when Megan calls me on the phone. Hi, Gramps.
Aw.
They say that. If you would like to follow what's going on here conversationally, and you can't hear it all at once, TuneIn Radio has done a nice job by you using your mobile device or a computer, whatever it is that you've got. Do a search for Doug Steffen now. I was explaining this to a woman who runs a farm. She said, you told me that you did a radio program. And I said, yeah, I do a radio program. She said, well, where is it? So I explained to her that she could go on. She's on the tractor. She can listen on her iPad or whatever sort of digital. You know, they use the Samsung, any of the, whether it's a, what do they call it? It's not the iPad, but they call it a droid, right? Any kind of a droid.
An iPhone?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did I say?
iPad. An Android.
Yeah, an Android. Okay, anyway. So just go there, do a search for Doug Steffen now, and you really hear all the hours of the show every day. And there are other ways. You can go to Doug Steffen and find archives as well, but a way of keeping up with what's going on so you know everything that we are talking about that is so important, including a lesson on how to speak Klingon. We'll get to that in a moment. I'm going to teach the girls how to speak Klingon.
Oh, boy.
First time. Let's see here. How about we do some food news, actually? I found a survey. What is the wrong? What? excuse me. Take two. Sometimes my... I had a banana. My teeth get caught behind whatever the IT tongue is behind the IT. Don't know what I'm saying. The restaurant industry apparently is not doing as well as it used to because people are not taking lunch breaks. Americans made 433 million fewer trips to restaurants at lunchtime last year. So that was a loss of over $3 billion in business for the restaurant industry. Lowest level of lunch traffic for the past 40 years. Wow. So those good, dedicated people are eating at their desks. So where do they get the food? Do they send out for it? Do they bring it to...
takeout.
They do takeout, yeah?
Or, you know, places
or
like...
pack.
Yeah, or places like, you know, Chipotle or salad places. I mean, at least here in New York City where I am, the salad places are really popular. Chopped,
yeah.
You know, you go in and get your whole big salad bar, that kind of a thing. I think that's where most people grab lunch now, and then they just eat at their desk.
Really?
Which is not good. I mean, good employers will, like, force an employee to take a walk outside and, you know, and take 15 minutes or whatever. But, yeah, it's not great.
And employers say, get to work. No lunch. Who needs lunch?
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine anybody I know saying that, but.
you would probably
exactly
say that.
Like what
oh,
you would say.
Please. All right, here's the story behind the story when it comes to vegetables, fruit, and seafood. I have done a little bit. It's funny. I saw this yesterday, and, you know, we all of us, who do this for a living, we look around, we listen, we read, we think, and all of it becomes proprietary preparatory material for our conversations on the air. So let's see how you like this information. This is something from the Did You Know, Do You Care department, something that has been discussed, but I'm not sure people really underscore how really good flash frozen food, whether it be vegetables, fruit, seafood, is for you, right? Yeah, that show that does the fish thing, what do they call it, Dangerous Capture or something?
Deadliest Catch? Is that
what
you
mean? Yeah,
that's
it. Right. They bring the fish up and they put them in ice immediately. And so they are frozen, and that locks in all of the good stuff, the nutrients, the flavor, and you don't have to preserve anything, especially good fruits and vegetables. I started adding frozen fruit to my smoothies. And these things are actually as good for you as the fruit you get in the store, unless it's real local fruit. The fruit you get in the store is old. The frozen fruit is not. Americans are eating 2 billion slices of frozen pizza every year. Imagine that? And some of it is stored in a package for a year before you eat it. That, it seems to me, is that's the other side of the frozen food thing. Fruits and vegetables, good. Frozen pizza, not so much. So it's just something for you to keep in mind as you're making decisions about what to eat and where to go. So now let's see what this does for your interest in eating fish. The Brits have found that their research on the fish that come out of the River Thames in the process of changing sex because of the pollution of the river. The pollution comes from hormones in human sewage, which is flushed into the river. And the one of the things that is becoming the most problematic is the female contraceptive pill. And so when that gets into the water, the fish are eating the things that are in the water, and because there's so many of these things in the water, it's actually changing the sex of the fish. One-third of male fish are in the process of changing sex.
And they're all called Caitlin.
Anyway, imagine.
People don't eat that fish from the Thames, right?
Yeah, they do.
Ugh. Why? I mean, just
this freshwater fish.
Even if you've never seen the Thames in person, it's gross every time you see it on TV. I mean, it's just
it's gross.
Gross brown mud water.
Yeah, awful.
Ugh.
And let's go on.
Filled with girl fishes, by the way.
Yeah.
Just found out.
The environment is changing a lot of things. The situation in the North Pole where the polar ice caps are shrinking. Not only are the ice caps shrinking, but the genitals of polar bears are shrinking. I don't know who's doing the research on that, but I think I'd not want to be too close to it. But that's
probably a pretty sad polar bear, right?
I would think so, yes. All right, here's the story about a fellow who's under arrest today facing charges for threatening to shoot a restaurant owner because there are onions in his food. Guy's name is Yuba Sharman. Arrested last night outside of the All India restaurant in Pittsburgh. Officers responded to a call about a man described as drunk and angry. The owner
and
told
apparently
police,
clueless about Indian food. Why would you go to Indian food when the base of all of it is either a curry or an
powder.
Onion?
Yeah. He was in a drunken rage because servers put onions in his food. Investigators say this fellow was asked multiple times to leave. He refused to do it. He reached into his pants pocket and had a gun, or he said he had a gun. He said, I'm going to shoot the owner because he put onions in my food. There you go.
That's an uplifting story. Do you have any more of those?
I don't know. Let me do a little research. I'll be back to you in a moment. Meanwhile, actually, I'm going to give you a course on speaking Klingon in a moment here. Or which way you make the choice? Either Klingon or the TV report. Which
Klingon,
do you want, lady?
Are you kidding? You're going to teach us how to speak Klingon?
Well, that can wait till Monday, but we can't. The television report can't wait till Monday. Maybe we'll do. Let's do Klingon on Monday. Give everybody the.
Why
weekend.
Don't you give the TV exactly. report in Klingon since you're so good at it?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I said that you improved. You're getting a little
smart. I'm being serious with you.
No, you're being smart with me. You
I
are.
Would never.
I don't know. I'm not sure I can do it. Let me see here.
Oh, boy.
Hi, John. Obe, ganga, wunga, longa.
Okay.
My,
my fault. I take credit. Let's do the TV report.
Okay, we'll do that in a moment. First, though, a way to get you going, if you're serious about your health, your well-being, Beats is fitness in a glass when you're using Super Beats. Yes, yes, yes. The idea of the taste here. Victoria says it's good. Jennifer says it's good. And Kara says the taste is good when it comes to Super Beats. I know it's good because I mix it in my smoothie. But they don't think I'm supposed to mix it in my smoothie. They tell me I'm supposed to put it in a glass of water. You can do whatever you want. You can see this.
Or you could follow directions.
This magnificent hulk of a body of mine is representation of... Why is there laughing?
How do you get in and out of the doorway with that head of yours?
I ducked.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think I'm bad looking. I think I attribute some of it to.
Look, you're not bad looking, but most people don't go. I got a big hulk of a body over here. Know what I mean?
I'm just.
He's advertising.
I do it for effect.
Right.
All right. Anyway, If you want more energy, more stamina, the fake energy drinks is not the way to go. Drinking coffee, not the way to go. You'll be excited after you have your first round of Super Beets, the circulation superfood that you will drink every day. It produces dietary nitrates that open up the arteries, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of your body. Everything needs blood for a life. And so if you're looking for a way to keep your blood pressure normal and to get the great feeling, the enhancement, the Olympic athletes that are using this say it gives them a performance edge, all those things are true, and they're all part of the experience. Get started. If you haven't yet, call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. DougLikesPizza.com. You can go there and order as well. Free shipping when you mention Doug. 30-day bonus supply free with your first order. Wow. What a combination of benefits. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com or by dialing 800-655-4183. Do I need to give that number one more time? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say yes to myself. 800, talking to myself. 800-655, which is how I feel sometimes when I'm talking to the ladies. 800-655-4183.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan, exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan, and up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6, 7, 6, 13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them! Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the Jerry Seinfeld and Kesha thing. Much Ado About Nothing run in at the Kennedy Center. She's the one that had the Dr. Luke sexual assault thing, right, last year?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going to interview her. And she went
No. That's not how, he was being interviewed, and This has gone viral now. This is all over the internet. He was being interviewed. Kesha walked up to him and said, "Hi, I'm Kesha. I love you. Can I have a hug?" And he awkwardly said, "No, no, thanks." And then she was like, "Oh, really? Come on." He was like, "Nope." And he got like kind of afraid of her, and then kept backing away. And then everyone felt sorry for Kesha, and people were saying things like, "Hasn't she been through enough?"
Well, he doesn't know who she is, though, right?
He doesn't know who she is. That's how it all ended up. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So this is a great example of how especially the entertainment news media has got to get a life. Much Ado.
Well, this was all caught on camera. This went viral, so it's very funny. And you know, it was and Seinfeld being Seinfeld.
Really awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it. I didn't see the audio, but it sounds like an awkward thing. This 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. Who's seen that show?
I did.
And what did you think of the show?
I thought it was really good. It was difficult
to
watch. It's about a girl who commits suicide, and she leaves 13 audio tapes behind of the 13 people who contributed to her committing suicide.
So now somebody's done the same thing. Didn't somebody jump out of his apartment and basically did the same thing because of the Netflix show?
Well, I mean, it seems like it's a copycat type of thing. He didn't leave 13 tapes, but he did leave tapes behind, so...
All right, Blue Bloods on tonight. That's it. 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Get into our travel department. Pauline Frommer is here. We're going to talk about cruises, the kind of info you get from the Frommer's guidebooks at frommers.com, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S. So let's take a trip right after this.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect the water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whorunsthewater.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. he steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, let's get to Pauline and her input. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. Cruises. There's a new cruise line devoted to fitness and health. Wow. These themes have become the mainstay, have they not, Pauline, for cruises, no matter what the company?
Well, there's always been outside companies that have done theme cruises. And you can do theme cruises on everything from politics to backgammon to fitness. This is the first time that a ship owner is going to dedicate the entire ship to fitness. So no 10 buffets a day anymore. The food is going to be healthy. And more interestingly, they're going to make the ways to exercise really innovative. Like, they're going to have a platform that lowers at the back of the ship, creating a swimming pool in the sea with nets around it to keep the sea critters out. And on shore, your cruise excursions aren't just going to be loading onto a bus. You're going to be out there biking or skiing or doing things that will raise a sweat. So that's one of the new things that's happening in cruising. And just this morning, Carnival Cruise Line announced they're going to be starting a layaway plan for people who might have, say, a big birthday or anniversary coming up, who really need to take a cruise now but don't have the money now. This could get people into trouble. If you pay it with your credit card, you could be socked with some big fees.
Yep.
But Carnival itself has promised it won't be charging those fees, and that's new. Very interesting.
Yeah. What would you – are you an exercise person? Would you take a cruise like that?
In a week. I mean, I should be more of an exercise person. I've fallen down on that recently, but my goal is to get back and start exercising again. I think it could be good to be around people who are devoted to health.
Yeah.
I could be a little boring too.
Well, that's thinking. I would do it and enjoy it for a couple of days, but to spend a week out doing that, I would think it would become very... I find exercising, even though important, extraordinarily boring.
So, I think they're going to try and make it more exciting by things like that, you know, that swimming pool in the sea and adventures every day. Let's hope they succeed. It's called Blue World Tours. They're supposed to debut by the end of the year if they get it all together.
Are they called blue because you get cold going in the ocean, or blue because there are a lot of naked people exercising?
Maybe both.
I wonder if the food, do you think the food will be better and healthier?
All natural, healthful, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be healthier. It'll be in smaller portions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so much is changing in the world of cruising. They're also getting healthier in terms of what they're offering kids. All of the cruise lines are trying to inject an element of education into the program. So if you're going to Europe, you're going to be learning to about Europe, not just playing, you know, kids bingo in the kids' room.
So are there still ships? That's an interesting adjunct to this, that cruise from, let's say, New York to Southampton. Can you still cruise an ocean liner?
Yeah, the QE2. The QE2 still does that. Or the Queen Mary, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's is popular?
Very.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.